A powwow this weekend is a time of renewal, says committee member Joseph Nkogi. The 23rd annual traditional powwow is April 20 and 21 at the Northern College campus in Timmins. This starts off the powwow trail, the powwow season, said Nkogi. After a long winter, being inside hibernating, we can come in like spring and start fresh. It seems like it wakes up our spirit. The theme this year is the Seven Grandfather Teachings. Those teachings are humility, bravery, honesty, wisdom, truth, respect, and love. We're still recovering from COVID. This is the third one since we missed a year or two, he said. We're going to renew connections, learn about the culture, sing and dance to the Creator, and every time I come away from that, I feel more connected to our Indigenous community, our Timmins community, and our visitors. Organizers expect 1,500 to 2,000 people to attend over the 2 days. Everyone is welcome to attend. This is also a record-setting year for vendors, with 80 signed up already. The layout will be slightly different to accommodate the additional vendors. We're going to be using classrooms. We've got 5 classrooms, and each classroom will have 5 or 6 in there, said Nkogi. We've doubled our record. The weekend starts with a sunrise ceremony by the lake at 6 a.m. on Saturday, April 20. The Northern College powwow is something Nkogi looks forward to. To me personally, this powwow refreshes my mind, my soul, my heart, just my whole being, he said. To those who have not attended before, Nkogi said his only advice is to listen to the MC. He will tell everyone not to film during the grand entry, and other times too, like maybe when they're doing an honor song for family or something, he said. Just listen to the MC. Photos and filming are not allowed during the grand entry, which happens at noon on both Saturday and Sunday. An announcement will be made when it's okay to take photos. The grand entry is when all the flag carriers, Eagle staff bearers, and dancers enter the powwow. There is also an evening grand entry on Saturday at 7 p.m. Student volunteers from both Northern College and local high schools will be on site to help people navigate. Nkogi said he's loved seeing international students learn and participate in the event over the last 5 years. That's what this college needed, that's what Timmins needed, he said. They give the college a boost. They're very respectful, and they come here too with their culture and they love our culture. We learn from them. Doors open at 9 a.m. on both days. This story was originally published on Timmins Today on April 15. It's republished today for those who may have missed it.